And this looks like a good spot. We have a nice view of the lake. The sun is shining. There's not too much bird shit. Oh, no good? Okay. Then how about over there? Under that willow tree. Is that out of the sun enough for Her Majesty's delicate skin? I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean it like that. Just a little teaser. You know I like it when you take care of yourself. Yeah. It's cute watching you dart into the shade like your life depends on it. Alright. I'll stop. Since you seem to think I'm ruining our picnic with my complaining. You look great, by the way. I like it when you wear that dress. Something about the way it rests on your hips and flows down. So fucking hot. I guess I like your gigantic hat. It goes with the dress. I'm still not sure why you're so afraid of the sun. Now that we agree on a spot, let's put the blanket down and unpack. Okay, then where do you want it? Is this good? No? No, it doesn't really matter to me. I just want to enjoy the day with you. Anywhere is fine. What about here? Oh, thank God, finally. No, I don't need help. You can let go. Yes, I am capable of unfolding a blanket. Pretty sure I've used blankets before. Can you please stop stepping on it? Fuck, you are a handful today. What's gotten into you? Okay. Let's just relax. We drove all the way out here. We're gonna watch the ducks, eat some lunch, and relax. Hey! Yes, I'm upset. What is with you? First, you can't pick a spot. Then you start pulling away the blanket while I'm trying to set up, and now you've thrown our lunch everywhere. That fucking basket almost hit me in the face. I'm trying to do something nice for you, and you won't have it. No, you listen to me and calm down. Yeah, well, you need to show some respect. I didn't think we were doing this today, but if you're going to behave like a brat, I'm going to treat you like a brat. Get on all fours. Now. Yes, you will. Then I'm leaving. And you can forget about tomorrow, too. No. You don't like that. Don't make me tell you again. Good. Not good girl. Not yet. But we'll see what we can do. You know I was lying about the hat. It has to go. I did not give you permission to get up. I don't care if your hat is blowing away. You don't seem to get it. As far as I'm concerned, that was my hat. You are bordering on rebellion, little girl. It was mine because you are mine. You seem to forget who owns you. Who owns that beautiful body. Let me give you a reminder. This should work. What am I gonna do with this willow branch? You'll see. First, let me pull this dress up a little. Ah, that's better. Don't you dare pull it back. I don't care that we're in public. I want them to see. I want everyone to see what happens when my little brat acts up. Oh, does that hurt? Does it hurt your poor, exposed, tender thighs? Am I worried about ruining you? Why would I be? You're mine to ruin. I will ruin this ass, these tits, and this lovely arched back, if I want to. I will do anything I want to them, at any time, and you will be grateful for my touch. You think you can stop me by begging? Please, please, sir. You earned this, little girl. I didn't make you act like this. You know, I don't think you actually find this all that bad. You may be begging, but those eyes are begging for something else. If I were to run my hand down your neck, across your exposed back, over these tender red marks, down your inner thigh, I knew it. You're practically dripping down onto the blanket. So you weren't saying please to make me stop. I wonder, did you ruin our trip on purpose just to get some attention? And now you think you deserve a reward. You're gonna have to do more than beg. I may forgive you, but you will not manipulate me again. Are you ready to obey? Come up on your knees. Maybe my good girl is in there after all. Pull down your dress. Let me see those gorgeous tits. Now you're going to do something for me. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you want. You will only think of me. Go ahead. Undo my belt. The zipper too. You're actually looking up at me, waiting on my every word, ignoring my cock inches away from your face. There's my good girl. You will begin when I tell you, and you will stop when I tell you. You will worship my cock in that way that you love so much. But if you stop for even a second, there will be no reward. Oh, you thought this was your reward? Start. Now. You thought this was your reward. No. This is still a reminder that you will do what I want, when I want, without hesitation. This is what your mouth is good for. Not all that back talk. Slower. Slower. I love the way you look up at me with those pleading eyes. If I brush your hair out of your face... There. Now I can see them. So beautiful. There's my girl. Stop. You've earned your reward. Pull your dress all the way down. Let me settle onto the blanket. Okay. Come sit between my legs. Finally. That dress should have come off when we first got here. Wrapping my arms around you is like coming home. The way you smell. To that soft, delicate spot where your neck meets your shoulders. And my hand fits perfectly around the front of your neck. So small, so fragile. And these need more attention. Fuck. I've been dying for that dress to come off, to feel the way you writhe when I squeeze these gorgeous tits. They look even better with the slashes of red from your earlier mischief. Oh, you want more? No. You're right. This is your reward, not a lesson. And I know you love it when I barely brush across these hard nipples, pinching at just the right pressure and twisting the tiniest bit. I'll take that moan to mean I haven't lost my touch. Your body feels so good under my hands, where it belongs. I could spend all day on these tits, but we have other areas to explore. First, we'll go into the soft valley between your breasts, one finger running down slowly, rising and falling with your frantic breath. Then lower, over your delicate stomach, tracing circles with the tip of my finger, and a light squeeze from my other hand on your neck, a small reminder that I'm still in control. I love the way you moan as I inch closer to your cunt. You anticipate where my hand will be, but you're wrong. You can't take any more, can you? Well, then our journey comes to an end. Here at your precious little pussy. All those sounds you make. And all I have to do is barely rub your clit. Why are you grabbing my other hand? Do you want me to stop? You want me to choke you harder? My, you are a glutton for punishment. Just tight enough for you to still breathe. Oh god, it's so fucking hot hearing you gasp for air. The way your eyes roll into the back of your head and you melt into my arms. If I rub a little faster while I squeeze. Yeah. That's my girl. I love seeing you like this. Watching you fade away from reality. Only feeling what I choose to give you. Feeling my fingers slide into your wet, eager pussy. Grind your hips into me all you want, little girl. I'm not letting you come yet. This may be our reward, but you will wait until I allow you to release. Yeah, you fucking like that? You need this firm grip on your throat while I pound my fingers into you. You love knowing that I'm in control here. You love giving me that control. Fuck. I can feel you tighten on my fingers, but don't you dare come. Not until I'm satisfied. You are mine. You will always be mine. Do you understand? Good. You can let go now. There we go. Let it all out. In slow circles over your clit, winding down, releasing the pressure on your neck. There's my good girl. I knew I'd find her again. Of course I did. You're a brat sometimes, but there's a reason you're mine. Here, let's get you covered up. Do you have enough of the blanket? Let me tuck you in better. Lean back against my chest. You're safe with me now. It's so beautiful out here. You know, if that was really what you wanted, all you had to do was ask. Yes, really. I love watching you squirm under my control, enjoying things that you know you're not supposed to like. I don't know. It makes me feel closer to you. It lets me know that you trust me, and I value that trust. Yes, I'll buy you a new hat, but I get to pick it out. Because you looked like someone's grandma in that one. All those fake flowers and that ribbon. It's not your style, babe. Yeah, well, if I'm buying it, I get to choose the hat that goes right here. On this pretty little head. So, did you like our picnic? Yeah? Did I like it? Yeah, I had a good time today.